Good evening and welcome to Eclectopia. I'm Jim Lang. You're listening to Eclectopia on West Virginia Public Radio. Tonight we got a really cool edition of Eclectopia, the adventuresome underwater shark avoiding kind of edition of Eclectopia. Got a couple special guests in the studio with me, but here's George Walker, Lord Huron, the Weepies, and Pancho Sanchez on Eclectopia. I'm Jim Lang. You may be sensing a theme. You might not. We might not have even made it clear. But tonight, we're going to be underwater adventure and sharks and all that good stuff because my friend Eric Douglas is here. Eric, what's going on, man?
Just thrilled to be here, Jim. And I feel like I'm underwater. I'm blowing bubbles. I'm making a dive on a reef right now. It's just chill.
And should we introduce our mystery guest? Do you want to say something?
Do you want to speak, mystery guest?
Mystery guest? Oh, I guess not. Well, Caitlin's here, but she's not going to talk right now. So you're here because it's Shark Week. You have a new book. You're an author. Folks might not know that.
I won't take offense if they don't recognize me as an author. But no,
especially on the radio, right?
I actually just released my latest book. I've got a whole series of novels that focus around scuba diving in the ocean. And various – just it's all about my love for the ocean and love of the water, love of being underwater, which is why I feel right at home with your musical selection this evening. But, the latest book is called The Third Key, Sharks in the Water. Shark Week starts on Sunday night, so, you know, this is a great time to be talking about sharks. And I really think sharks are a much maligned animal, and they're just –
He's insane. You know that.
Sharks are
There's
beautiful.
No way in heck I'm getting in the water if I see a tail fin. No way.
You know
– No way.
It
ain't going to happen.
When you're a diver and you see a shark swim by, it looks like a Corvette cruising by at 5 miles an hour. You know it's pure power and speed, but it doesn't care about you, and it's just completely ignoring you. Honest truth.
I believe you,
I'm raising my Boy Scout salute and everything.
See, all of us were just so screwed up by the movie Jaws.
Absolutely.
You know, I mean.
But
they do have rather.
They have large teeth.
They have teeth. You know, they're not like puppy dogs that you can.
That's the perfect swimming machine. Absolutely. But you know the funny thing about Jaws? Peter Benchley, after he wrote the book, said if he knew what it was going to do to sharks, he never would have written it.
Wow.
I mean, he literally spent the rest of his career trying to undo what he had done with Jaws.
Did not know that.
Yeah.
So a little later in the program, we're going to tell you guys how that you can get a copy of Eric's new book, The Third Key, with your hero is Mike Scott, who's been the consistent protagonist hero.
He's been my hero throughout all those books. Just a quick story about Mike Scott. Okay. Mike Scott was actually Mike Scott is based on a real human being. Mike Scott was one of my best friends in high school and college. His name was Michael Scott Burnsworth. Mm-hmm. Mike died of cancer at about 23 years old. Mm-hmm. And I decided when I was going to start writing a book that was going to be how I remembered Mike. So I immortalized him as my main character for all of my adventure novels.
Beautiful. All right, Caitlin, come on. You're a fan of the show, right?
Yes.
Caitlin, this is her first time on Eclectopia. She's going to do a forward announce. Read it, baby. Start there.
Okay, we're going to hear Senior Coconut, dub Talon.
Talon.
Okay.
I asked her agent to. Talon.
Okay, we're going to hear Senior Coconut, dub Talon, Freck.
It's all right. I'll edit this out.
No, I won't.
No, you won't.
They were like TSQ, man. They laugh all day. Frank Fairfield and...
Frank Fairfield and Nora Jones.
On what show?
On Eclectopia.
Here we go.
We just heard Nora Jones with I Think It's Going to Rain Today. Frank Fairfield, If the River Was Whiskey. Deb Talon with Bring Water. And Senior Coconut with Smoke on the Water.
Very good. That was Caitlin. She's really...
She's a natural.
She's a natural. And special guest is Eric Douglas, and he has a great book about underwater adventures. This is what what number of
this
series?
This is number 8 in the series.
Get a little closer to that mic, babe, will you? Get a little closer, babe. Snuggle in tight. You got to get intimate with it.
This is number 8. Actually, this is the 7th full-length novel, and then there's actually a novella was thrown in the middle there. But, yeah, this is number 8 in the Mike Scott series, and I've been having a lot of fun with it. Actually, this is about 12 years now since the first novel came out. But this one's been out 2 months, and it's doing pretty well, actually.
Just to explain to the folks, Eric is here, and we're having an adventure underwater edition of Eclectopia. Water is our theme. Maybe you figured it out. Maybe you haven't. Maybe you've just tuned in. I'm Jim Lang. This is Eclectopia. Eric Douglas is here. And, Caitlin, what do you go by your last name?
Jordan.
Okay. All right. So we're all in the house. Happy.
The River Jordan.
The River Jordan. Ah, water. Yeah. Water. So you want to read something from your book?
Yeah, sure.
Chapter 1.
Chapter 1.
That's it.
I hadn't actually found where exactly I wanted to start, though. Okay. Yeah, so.
It's all right.
In a flash, the first shark closed in on the action again, going from barely moving to accelerating to full speed in the fraction of a second. No one else was watching the sharks. They were too focused on the action in front of them, worried about realism and getting the scene right. The shark was heading directly for the two fighting actors in the water. Mike acted without a thought. He lurched forward, grabbing a plastic slate from one of the production assistants in the water as he passed by. They were using the slate to identify scenes and takes, erasing the magnetic screen on the one... They were using the slate to identify scenes and takes, erasing the magnetic screen on the 1 foot square slate with each new shot. It wasn't going to do much, but Mike hoped it would be enough. Mike angled directly toward the divers in the water. As he crossed in front of the primary camera, he heard the topside director begin shouting about the interruption, but he didn't have time to worry about that. The sharks were not behaving normally, and he didn't want to see a disaster unfold in front of him and on camera. Mike arrived just as the shark did. The shark was in its element. Mike wasn't. He knew there wasn't much he could do to deter the shark, but he had to try. Dun, dun, dun.
Dun, 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 dun. Right, right. We talked about that earlier.
Yeah, but so the story actually starts out with they're filming a movie scene, and it's actually supposed to be a freshwater lake.
By the way, this is Eric Douglas is the third key, Sharks in the Water.
And but somebody is actually manipulating the sharks. This is actually almost a little Bond-esque.
A Dr. No-ish.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's cool, man.
And at the urging of a friend, I actually worked in a line about frickin' laser beams on sharks.
Look, all I want to know is when Johnny Velvet, my alter ego, is going to be in one of your novels.
I'm working on number 9 right now. So, you know, there may just be an out-of-work has-been lounge performer.
Did you like how he carefully clothed that compliment in an insult? Kind of like a pig's in a blanket. All right, we got to get on to our music here. And this is the non-water set. So... I think I'll do it.
We've got to do dry land.
We've got to do dry land. You want me to announce it? Okay. This is Tristan. She came to Mountain Stage. Great, great artist with Glass Jar. This is Joseph Arthur with In the Sun and the classic Santana with Soul Sacrifice on Eclectopia. Oh, yeah, Santana taking us there with Soul Sacrifice. That's the studio version. The live Woodstock version is simply astonishing on so many levels. Joseph Arthur with arguably his best tune. I really like that, In the Sun. And then we started with Tristan that was at Mountain Stage, and that's called Glass Jar. And the album is called Sneaker Waves, which fits into our theme of underwater adventure. I'm Jim Lang. If you're just joining us, this is Eclectopia on West Virginia Public Broadcasting. In the studio with me is Eric Douglas and Caitlin Jordan. Say hi, guys.
Hi guys.
Caitlin, you're a fan of the show.
Yes.
Why are you are a fan of this show? Why in God's name are you a fan of this crazy show? Why are you a fan of this show?
You know, I've always said that West Virginia Public Broadcasting isn't like anything else on the radio, and Eclectopia is like the West Virginia Public Broadcasting of public broadcasting.
I think you've lost us all on that. I think you're saying you like the variety, or it's just that it's different, or
it's
what?
It's different. It's unlike anything else you'll hear on public radio.
That's good. Yeah. All right. So, Eric, your book.
So, Jim.
So, Caitlin. Hey, we could do this all night, couldn't we? So.
But something tells me the listeners will not be
the listening. Listeners will say, no thanks.
We're out of here.
So, man, tell us about how they can get a copy. Now, but explain the rules so we can be fair about this.
Well, just for the record, the book is available on Kindle. It's available on softcover. Everything's on Amazon. You can get the links to the book and any of my other books at booksbyeric.com. That's my website. All the links are there. But I'm going to give away to Eclectopia listeners two copies of signed copies, or maybe they don't want them signed because that defaces them to a degree, but two signed copies of the book to Eclectopia listeners. But what they have to do is go to my website, go to the contact form, and mention Eclectopia and spell it right in the email.
Okay.
we're grading for spelling here.
We are.
But so just send me an email through the contact form on my website, booksbyeric.com, and but mention Eclectopia. So the first two listeners who send me an email that way, I'll send them a copy of the book.
Okay.
Should Jim Lang sign it as well?
I don't know. They'll tell you that in the email.
Well, I think so. Should just I
yeah,
sign
we can
it?
We'll do that.
Or
man.
If Jim Lang would like to sign it, or if I'd like
would,
to have
sure.
Jim Lang sign it.
I didn't write a word in it. I can maybe write the preface. This is a great book. Thanks so much.
I can sign it too if you want.
Hey, booyah shaka. That's called the fist pound. That's okay. So this has been our underwater adventure show, a lot of water themes and things like that. And what I've said off mic, I'm going to say here, is that I really admire you, Eric, because you have done all these adventurous things. You are really like your character, Mike Scott. And would you tell people, say, just something that happened under the water that you remember vividly?
You know, Jim.
Get a little closer to that mic, bro. You're kind of like Caitlin. She runs from it. I run to the mic. You got to get up on it.
I'm being very casual.
Very casual.
I'm kicking back. I got my feet up.
Okay, Craig, come on.
I got a rum drink.
Very casual, okay?
Got a rum drink in my hand. Not really.
We don't have rum.
We're not allowed to have that in the studio.
We are not.
I tell you what, one of my favorite. I've been a diver. I learned to dive here in West Virginia. Did my first 60 dives in Somersville Lake here in West Virginia before I ever made a scuba dive in the ocean. I've had a great fortune of being all over the world. I've been to, I think, 30 countries. I've dived in most of them. I've had the great opportunity to explore, and I've been on every continent except for Antarctica, and I'm still working on that one. But I tell you what, one of my favorite dives still to this day was a night dive in Somersville Lake. We came up from the dive in about 20 feet of water. We all turned our lights off and we laid back on our backs on this flat rock. It's at the point out in Somersville Lake. Mm-hmm. And there was a full moon right above us. And this full moon is just reflecting and floating on the surface of the water 20 feet above us. And our own bubbles are rising up and kind of breaking up. That's still one of the most kind of magical cosmic, amazing dives in my life, and that was early on in my career. You know, that was it's still one of my favorite dives. I've written about that in books and magazine articles and everything else. That's still one of my favorite dives here in West by God, Virginia.
That's so cool that you've dived all over the world, 33 some countries, mm-hmm. and yet one of your fondest memories is right here in West Virginia,
right here
at Somersville Lake.
Yeah. Now, you know, I've been to Mexico like 7 times. I've been to Grand Cayman 4 times. I've been all over the Caribbean. I've been to Europe, and I've been to South America, South Africa, and absolutely one of my favorite all-time dives is here in West Virginia, and it really formed who I am. West Virginia in general, but also diving in freshwater lakes.
All right, let's just do a little bit more music, and then we'll come back and. Blow our kiss goodbye to our listeners. This is Eclectopia. We're going to hear The Relatives and The Rolling Stones right here. Rolling Stones. Yeah, that's Mick doing his very good, pretty good Spanish with Out of Control, Havana Moon Live, the two documentaries that appeared on HBO. Terrific. First, there was a doc on the band and their tour of Latin American countries. And then they had the actual concert. And I think they played to like 1.3 million people or something. Wow. Simply astonishing. In Havana, Cuba, you know, not a place known for being friendly to music or rock and roll.
Rock and roll music.
Yeah, absolutely. And before that, It's Coming Up Again from The Relatives. I'm Jim Lang. This has been a special undersea adventure edition of Eclectopia. My special guest has been Eric Douglas and his stepdaughter, Caitlin Jordan. So, guys, how are we going to go out?
Blowing bubbles, as far as I'm concerned. But
we might want to talk about your website.
Okay.
We can make special effects.
So anyway, just as a reminder, the first two Eclectopia listeners who email me spell Eclectopia right.
You're such a stickler.
I am a stickler.
You're an author.
Words are my business. We'll get a signed copy of The Third Key, Sharks in the Water. It's booksbyeric.com for anybody else who's not fortunate enough to get one of the first two copies. But it's available on Kindle and in soft cover. And actually, probably in the next 6 months or so, it'll be available as an audiobook as well.
Terrific. Thanks for being here, Eric.
Thanks for having me.
Caitlin, do you want to say anything? You've got to move closer to the mic. Yeah, there's only two mics here, kiddo. So. This is where we say goodbye to our listeners.
Oh,
move in. I'll move away if that's what makes you feel comfortable. I'll go on the other side of the room. Here I am. Well,
you want to say the thing?
Jim Lang is my hero.
Don't lie. Don't lie on the radio.
They'll know.
I don't lie at all.
Okay, I believe that. Okay, I believe you. So it's been great to have you guys.
Thank you for having us in, pal.
All right. You missed your chance there, kiddo.
Okay.
Right. She's comfortable with it.
She's comfortable with it. All right, let's do the liners to say.
I'm Eric Douglas. Do you want it listening to Eclectopia or?
Yeah, listening to.
I'm Eric Douglas, listening to Eclectopia. Why aren't you?
I'm Caitlin Jordan, and you're listening to Eclectopia.